Take your Bible, blessed holy word. Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Well, I'll just go back and start at verse 1. We're not going to try to preach all this, but I won't start at verse 1 just to tie it all together for the glory of God. Amen. The Bible says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Ain't you glad of that?
Amen.
These down here is decaying. They're falling apart. But praise God, I'm glad there's one that's made in heaven. It's eternal. He said, "For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life." Now look what Paul's saying here. He said, what's happened here, we're burdened, praise God, that we would be clothed upon. And that clothing we have is the righteousness of God. I mean, that's the only clothing that makes any difference. He said, "Preacher, you'd be okay if we run around naked?" No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Spirit of God in His people, spiritually, praise God, dressing us up for His glory.
Amen.
And Paul says we don't want to neglect that because that's an important part of what's coming in the future. See, Paul's given us, and I've been preaching on this, the perspective. The difference in the perspective. That's why I preach Wednesday night. The perspective that we have toward God and godliness makes all the difference in our life. And it's to my shame that we haven't been getting that, I believe, because I haven't been preaching it like I could. But God's really been a burden in my heart that we could have the right perspective toward God and godliness. Amen. He said, "But clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God." So God has wrought us. He's got us. He's designed for us to be clothed upon. He's designed for His righteousness to clothe us. Amen. So that we wouldn't be found naked. And talking about in the eyes of God. And now the Bible teaches us if a person is showing anything of the thigh, then in the eyes of God, they're naked. Now the thigh is from the bottom of the buttocks down to the back of the knee. So He's telling us we got to be covered up, but He's saying what we need to be covered up is the righteousness of God. Let me just tell you, you ever get right with God, you'll cover up. Amen. Praise the Lord. It makes all the difference. Because you'll be covered up with righteousness. It'll be what we do, what we act, and how we act will be right. "Now he that hath wrought us for self, same thing, God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit." So He said we're well equipped to do that makes us pleasing to God. When we got the Lord Jesus Christ and we got the Holy Ghost that lives in our heart. "Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight." He said, so this is where the rubber meets the road, praise God. We go day by day walking with the Lord. We walk in faith, believing, praise God, that when we can't, Brother Rex, He can. When we're not able, praise God, that He's well able. Amen. To God be the glory. He said, "Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him." You say, "Preacher, why would we need this acceptance?" Because God, because we need to be accepted of Him. I don't care if the world accepts me or not. Amen. I want to do that that's pleasing to God. Now, you know, we all want to be accepted in the world. Praise God. We're living in a day and our youngs, and we can't fit in. Amen. We'll not find a place to fit in this world because this world, praise God, has turned its back on God. The world is not right. Amen.
Right.
I mean, I won't say God is right, His Word is right, but the world's wrong.
Yeah.
Amen. He said that we might be accepted with Him. Now verse 10, He said, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in the appearance and not in the heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it be to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause." As we look at this here, Paul continues in this, as I read in your hearing. He's bringing us up to a point to tell us of where God would have us to be. And he's bringing us to a place where one day that we're going to stand before God and give an account of ourselves. And I won't just say amen. In a little while, you're going to stand before God. I'm going to stand there, and we're going to give an account for ourselves. Now, I'm not going to answer for my wife. I'm not going to answer for Brother Jeff. I'm not going to answer for you, but I'm going to answer for me. I'm going to give an account of who I am and what I've done for the glory of God. Amen. As we begin to look at this, and we've seen this, and we've seen God talking, we've seen God working, and we've worked through this thing, and we've seen and we've talked about the glory of the coming of the Lord. When the Lord comes back in a cloud, He comes back to call the church out of here to go be with Him where He is. We talked about the rapture of the church as it goes out. The Bible talks about it in Titus chapter number 2. And we read you here a few weeks ago, and I just want to kind of not rehash all that, but I just want to get us on a page where we can see what Paul's telling us about here in Corinthians. In Titus chapter number 2 and verse number 11, he said, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." He said, salvation is there. It's a whosoever will salvation. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. If it's for the Jew only, we wouldn't have got in. Amen. If it was for you only, I wouldn't have got in. But I'm glad, praise God, that we serve a God who makes it as whosoever salvation. Said it's appeared. Who appeared? Jesus appeared. And one day in a little while, praise God, Brother Larry, he's going to appear again. Amen. Praise be to God. He said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. You see how God's setting this thing up? He just lays it out there just like you would for little children so that they can see the Word of God and apply it to your life. Amen. The old TV show, What Is Your Life? Or This Is Your Life. Amen. One day it's going to play out in the portals of glory. And he says, looking. Now see, this is the important part. We need to be looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself. You see how Paul's laying this out here? And purify unto Himself. Now watch this. A peculiar people zealous of what? Good works. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we're not saved by works. But praise God, James said, show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Amen. I believe when you get saved, you'll do things different. Amen. I believe you get saved, you'll have a different attitude. I believe you'll have a different walk. I believe you'll have a different talk. I believe we'll go in a different direction. Amen. Hey, I believe now, I'll go this far, Brother Junior. I'll say I believe we change directions a little bit every day. Amen. As God begins to speak to our heart, as He begins to train us up. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what do you mean train us up? We're grown adults. What's God got to do with that? Amen. I won't say in the eyes of God, we just little children. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. Glory be to God. We're just little children, and God's a training us up every day. Praise God. What are you saying? I'm saying we still on the training wheels. Praise God. God ain't took them off, because if He did, glory be to God, you'd be on your own. And God said, I'm not going to leave you on your own. I'm going to be there with you. Praise God. And I'm going to help you every day. I'm not going to let you run off path. I'm not going to let you hurt yourself. Praise God, I'm going to help you. Amen. Glory to God. As I'm lining this thing up, amen, to make you a peculiar people, zealous of good works, able to do the things that's pleasing to a thrice holy God. Bless His holy name. So we see what Paul's trying to do here, and he's trying to teach us that one day in a little while, we've been preaching your hearing, and we just preached just the other day about the church is going to be taken out of here. The church is going to be raptured at the end of this age. And I believe, young'uns, we're living in the last days of the dispensation of grace. Somebody say amen right there. You believe that? Amen. I believe we're living right in the last day. Jesus told the disciples, I told them this morning in Matthew 24, all the things He's telling the Jew. Amen. He was telling the Jew all the things that would come to pass before the end. And we're seeing it. And he said, these are the beginning of sorrows. And said, praise God, it's getting pretty sorry around some places. Amen. But glory be to God, I'm glad there's a God. And I'm glad He's real. But the Bible says one day in just a little while there's going to be a rapture. There's going to be a shout and a trump and a come up hither, praise God. He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. Come away. And the church is going to go out of here to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He's going to take us up. He said, we're going to be called up. Harpazo, oh, snatched out, praise God. Ready or not, praise God, here I come. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. What do you need? I say we need to be ready. Amen. Look in good works. Peculiar people. You know what that means? Miles, that means we'll be peculiar and strange to the world. Amen. Those pals and buddies we have, they won't always understand us because we're looking to God and we're looking Godward. We've got a desire in our heart, praise God, for the good things. Amen. Now the devil, I know I'm chasing a rabbit here, but that's all right. The devil has a way of painting a pretty picture. Amen. Making everything look good. Amen. Wants you to chase after what he said, praise God. He said, Paul just got to tell us. He said, don't go chasing after these worldly loves, praise God. Keep your eyes on the prize. He said, keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He said, because one day it'll all pay off. He said, there's a dividend, praise God, one day. Amen. So we see the rapture, we see it taking place. And then we know after the rapture, the Bible tells Revelation 6 through 16 that there's going to be an apocalypse. There's going to be the wrath of God poured out on this old wicked world. I said the wrath of God's going to be poured out on this wicked world in which we live. Amen. See, that ain't popular preaching today. Amen. Oh, God's a big old loving fuzzy God and He just loves everybody. I won't say God does love everybody, praise God, but He still hates sin. Amen. Praise God. People don't want to call sin, sin no more. We want to cuddle up to it and pat it. Amen. Everybody's got their own little pet sin. Amen. You keep it in your closet hid and you take it out and you pet it and you cuddle it when it ain't nobody around. Amen. God help us. Praise God. He said, you won't be peculiar. Praise God. Take that thing, chuck it in the garbage. Amen. Give God glory. Amen. Praise God. The apocalypse is coming. The wrath of God's going to be poured out. But he says, what Paul's talking about here, what he's talking about here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. He said, praise God, they coming today. Amen. When we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, we're all, every one of us, going to give an account for how we live after we get saved. Amen. How we live. After we say, now I want to preach this for just a minute, Brother Kevin. This will be titled, Brother Charles, if God will be my help. What will you get when you get home? Amen. What will you get when you get home? Amen. Pray God, we see this playing out. We see the rapture, church. We see the apocalypse that's poured out in this world. And while all the turmoil is going on down here, praise God, we're going to be gathered. We, the born again believers, praise God, those that have set ourselves aside for cause of Christ, praise the Lord, we're going to be taken up out of here. We're going to go and we're going to stand before Christ. And while the world is in chaos, while the world is in uproar and disarray, we're going to stand before God and we're going to give an account. Amen. That's a scary thing, isn't it? Yeah. Amen. Think about your life. What have you done? What have you lived? How have you acted? How have you reacted? We have to give an account for all that. And God keeps good records. You know, I don't know if any of you's ever done this, but when we as kids, there was three of us. Because Roger's a little baby. We didn't fool with him much. You can tell. But we all had chores we had to do before we could go to football or basketball or band practice. Amen? So we run home and we had to get those done real quick so when Mama got home, she could go drop us off at our designated places. And so we'd get the sweep in the kitchen and get the cleaning up and you'd get in a hurry and sometimes Sometimes you'd get that dirt up and you couldn't find the dustpan right quick, so you'd raise up the corner of the rug and you'd sweep it under there, pat that thing back down, and you'd let her go. Now, Mama, if you hear this, praise God, I love you. Amen. But it was a thing that we had to get done because she said so. And bless God, if you didn't get it done, you didn't go. See, it ain't like the way they pacify their young'uns today. Well, pray, little sweetie, I would like for you to do that. But if you don't feel like doing that, that's okay. Amen. That would have went on, Brother Jeff, like a lead balloon at my house. Amen. Mother assigned us things and she expected us to do them. And her attitude was, hey, listen, I go to work, I make a living, I have to work hard. And when I come in, I expect you to do your part. And you didn't argue with her because her, this is what she would say, you live here too. Yeah. Amen. So we see God as He's prepared us, amen. And you can't take none of your ugliness. It don't matter how much you sweep it up, confine it, and what kind of rug you sweep it under. I want to say God knows all about it. And He'll write that in the book, but yes. Try to hide his sin under the rug. Amen. Can you imagine when we get to heaven? And we will if you're a child of God. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for His appearing. Amen. If you're looking for His appearing, praise God, then you're going to be a peculiar people and do those things that's pleasing to God. You know, it takes a peculiar world to do that now. You try to live a godly life, people look at you funny. We're living day and hour. They don't want you to come to church. They're trying their best. Some of these liberals trying their best to keep the church shut down. Amen. They're going to be sad one of these days when the church is gone. Amen. They're going to have to figure out how they take care of all this by themselves. Amen. Praise God. They said one of the presidents was talking about taking away the church's tax-exempt status and making the church pay taxes. When they do that, it'd take the funds away that we use to keep the gut, to keep the whole country running. Amen. If it wasn't for churches, praise God, and the love of God's people helping take care of each other and the community in which that church is in, amen, the government would never stand a chance. But it's because of the God we serve. It's because of the God that we worship. It's because that God, the God that supplies our need, praise God, that touches our churches, touches in our communities, and blesses all around, that we have what we have. Amen. Now, I'm not trying to run rabbits today. I'm just trying to put a base here for what we're talking about. Amen. As the Bible says here, that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That's every one of us. Every born again believer will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Praise God. And He's going to judge us out of that Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. He's going to judge us where He's not judging us on sin. He's not judging us on salvation. But He's judging us on what we've done for God's glory after we made that profession of faith. After we accepted Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Amen. That's what we're going to judge. That's what the judgment seat of Christ is about. Now, the great white throne judgment is going to be about sin and a lack of salvation. He said there's going to be a book and another book, amen, and they're going to open them up and they're going to say, hey, listen, your name was right here. You could have been here. You could have been saved and you rejected God. And we looked at your deeds. Your deeds are rotten and you're off to hell. But there's a God of heaven, praise God. It said one day, amen, that we'd stand before the judgment seat of Christ and we'd give an answer for who we are. He said everyone may receive the things done in his body. Now notice he said in his body, in your body, the things we done. Wait a minute. Do you mean it's not a, I thought it was a spiritual thing. I thought it was about all the times I went to the church house and I said, woo, I love Jesus. I thought it was about the times, you know, when I'd come up and pray when I didn't even feel like it. Amen. I thought it was about the time that, I'd slide the preacher a little extra money. I put a little extra in the offering plate. I thought that's what it was all about. Amen. That's not what it's about. He said it's not the spirit that prays. It's what we do in our physical body for the glory of God. That's why He gave us a body. And that's why He fills us with His Spirit. That's why He would say, be not drunk with wine where it's in excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God compels you to do things differently. I don't do the same things the way I used to. It seems like I was talking about a while ago, I'm constantly changing the way I do things because of my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. As the day approaches, as I look to Him, I see the day getting closer. Amen. And I don't want to be, I don't want to be found naked. I don't want to be found displeasing to my Lord. What about you? I want to be in a perfect will of God when He comes. Amen. Wouldn't it be good to go into the judgment seat of Christ and He go, welcome home, son. Hey. Good job. Well done, praise God. Amen. Could you imagine? Amen. Not have to say, oh God, I'm sorry. Lord, I missed it on that one. And Lord, I know I come short on that one. But pray, God, hey, listen, but with the help of the Lord, praise God, He said we can come and stand, praise, with our head held high in the presence of God, knowing that He knows that we've done the best we can with the help of the Lord. Amen. We see God a moving in it. Amen. Those things that we do in their bodies, according to that He hath done, whether they be good or whether they be bad. You say, oh man, you mean one day we're going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ? He's going to bring up all that bad stuff we did after we got saved. Yep. Everything we done bad after we got saved. All the bad deeds. All the bad language. All the bad thoughts. All the bad actions. We're going to give account for them. Amen. Thank God for salvation. Praise be to God. Without that, we wouldn't stand a chance. But Jesus Christ come to seek and to save the lost. If we're saved, it's not about salvation. It's not about sin. But praise God, it's about what we did for the glory of God. Amen. What He's talking about is the believer work. How it's brought into view. It'd be kind of like a rehearsal of your life. What is your life? And there it'll be. Just laid out there, and God will bring to your remembrance. All this stuff will start playing out in your mind. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, in verse number 11, Paul tells us about a foundation that's laid. Now, if we want to do good things and good works and be pleasing to God, we got to start with a good foundation. There's no building that's ever finished and completed without a good foundation. There'll be all kinds of problems with it if you don't have a good foundation. What's wrong in America today, what's wrong with our children today, what's wrong with families today is because we don't have a solid foundation. The foundations are corroded, the foundations are corrupt, and they're not standing true like God would have them to be. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse 11, he said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, he said, what kind of building materials do you got? Amen? How are they going to stand up? How are they going to hold up in the end? Will they stand the test of fire? He said, every man's work shall be made manifest, for they shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Now fire, we know fire is a type of purification. Amen. God's going to see every unpure thing that we ever do, and God said it's going to burn up. Now, can you imagine standing at the judgment seat of Christ in your life and it's revealed out there and everything you do, there's a picture, you done this, Brother Robert, poof, it goes up in smoke. Well, I done this, and poof, it goes up in smoke. And everything that you can lay out, everything God lays out that you did in your life, and it just burned up, poof, just a puff of smoke. Can you imagine? I don't want to be that way. I want to be found something, praise God, that'll stand the test when I stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. He said it'd be every man's work of what sort it is. What sort should it be, preacher? Pastor Jeff, what should it be? It should be that'd be well-pleasing to God. Amen. We ought to be trying to do things, church, praise God, that'll be well-pleasing to God, to bring glory to His name. That's why we do what we do. He said, if any man's work shall be burned up. I know, He says, if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Amen. What are you going to get when you get home? Let me tell you how you're going to know that. It depends on what you did while you were here. Amen. Amen. What you did while you were here. Praise the Lord. He said, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But now we're talking about born-again believers. We're talking about the judgment seat of Christ, not the great white throne. He said, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. He said, he'll be purified, he'll be cleaned up, praise God, but he won't have no reward. I don't want to be that person to you. Amen. Hey, listen, you young people, I want to stand before God with a reward. I want to be stand with something that I can give back to Him. I want to stand there with something that He can be proud of. Not me, Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. So what Paul's telling us here, he said, hey, listen, we can do good works. We can do good things that's pleasing to God because we are the temple of God. See, a lot of people in that day and era, well, Brother Junior, they believe the church house is the place where God abides. I want to say this, hey, listen, He does. He comes here often. But He's here because He abides in you and I.
Amen.
Amen. Wherever we go, there He is. The reason His presence is so real, praise God, at Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist Church is because He comes in us. He comes with us and He blesses us with His presence. And we welcome Him into us, praise God. And we ask Him to help us. Amen. The Bible says, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. I've said before, I believe there's a lot of premature graves out here in these cemeteries because people that God's trying to deal with, God's saved people that God's trying to deal with, trying to correct, trying to keep on the right path, and they deny and reject God and they push Him away and push Him away till finally God says, I've had enough. Amen. God said, the Bible says that He will not let you bring a reproach upon His name. But there comes a place where God will cut you off. Amen. Put you on your back. Get you to looking up. Sometimes for some of us, it's not too hard-headed. We get on our back, we get to looking up, and oh, we remember where God is. Amen. We remember where God is. Remember where God would have us to be, praise God. And we find our way to our place with God. You know, I want to say today, every one of us have a place. Glory to God, somebody ought to jump up and take a laugh. Every one of us today are promised a place with God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Our habitation's with Him in heaven already. Praise God. Our citizenship is in glory. Amen. Our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In the indelible blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we accepted Him and we got born again and we could, praise God, saved by His marvelous grace, and He wrote our name, Brother Lynn, in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
He's not an eraser in the world that'll erase that name. The Bible says that Jesus saves us and He puts us in the Father's hand, covers us by the blood. And He said, no man can pluck you out of my Father's hand. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you mean you can be saved and you can't be lost again? No. If you've truly been born again, you're saved, praise God. You can be taken out. You can be taken up, but you can't be taken away. Amen. Praise the Lord. But see, I believe with all my heart, Now, I know there's a lot of people, there's a lot of preachers all around here that disagree with me. But I believe if we break God's heart, I believe God will deal with us. I believe God will chasten us. But I believe if we've truly been born again, amen, I believe God will deal with us. He'll convict our heart. He'll show us where we're wrong. And He'll convince us. Hell, glory. He'll convince us that He's right. Praise God. He'll put our feet. He'll clean us up, put our feet back on that solid foundation. Amen. He sees us a teetering on the edge. Praise God. Amen. As a child of God, before your feet get off the rock. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God will deal with your heart. Put you back where you need to be. So you can shout and praise God again. Amen. Bless His holy name. He gives us direction. Praise His name. He said, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple, what? Ye are. Amen. He said, we are the temple of God. So what he's telling us here as a believer, he said, the work, our work is brought into view. What we do for God, what we do in our body. Amen. It's the position. It's not for sin. It's not for salvation. But it's for that position that we have in the kingdom of God one day. Amen. He said, you might say, judgment seat of God is tryouts for what we get to do for God's glory. Amen. Praise God. Won't it be something? One day, praise God, that we can have a tryout in the portals of glory. And he said, hey, listen, I've got a position. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about the big boss. He said, I've got a position. I believe you'll fit in fine. Amen. Praise God, He's looking for a few good women, men and women, praise God, today to fill the positions for the glory of God. I believe that with all my heart, praise God. Amen. He's looking for somebody, for positions in the kingdom, for capacity for eternity. Amen. The capacity for eternity. God's looking for your capacity, what you're able, praise God, where you're able to fit, what you're able to do for His glory. Amen. So one day He said He's going to call us together. He said that while chaos, the apocalypse is happening, chaos is on earth, is on this earth. Amen. We're going to be going through the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to stand before the Lord, be giving account. Amen. You might say it's a family affair. These folks around here won't know what's going on. They're not going to know what's happening in heaven. There's a whole lot of church people today don't know what's going on in heaven. I'll tell you what's going on in heaven today. Praise God. People's praising God around the throne of grace. There's loved ones that's going on. Amen. There are loved ones in heaven tonight. Praise God. They're thanking, praising God around the portals of glory. Amen. He said it's a family affair. And when it's over, the victory's only just begun. Bless His holy name. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 19, He says that when the judgment seat of Christ is over, He said when the wife, the bride of Christ, has made herself ready, He says in Revelation 19, verse 7, He said, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. He said, preacher, what happened to her? What did she do? She got ready. Amen. What does the bride do? The bride goes into her chamber. The bride purifies herself. The bride puts on her white array. She dresses herself up to perfection as good as she can be, that she might be presented unto the bridegroom without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. She cleans up. What are you saying? I say she goes in, Brother Junior, she cleans up the best she can. Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. That's what happens at the judgment seat of Christ. We get cleaned up. The wife gets cleaned up. All the things that defile are taken out of the way. They're gone or cast away, never to be remembered again. Amen. He said, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Amen. So we see this thing, the raptures take place, the apocalypse has happened, the bride is there, the people are there at the judgment seat of Christ. We're judged, praise God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, then we're given a white array. We're given fine linen, praise God. The robes of righteousness. He's going to, just like Jesus was presented without spot or blemish or any such thing. In other words, anything that defiles Brother David. One day, praise God, we're going to be cleaned up at the judgment seat of Christ. All the old works that we've done that was contrary to God and godliness, amen. God Almighty through Jesus Christ our Lord is going to be made right. Amen. Taken away, wiped away, put away. And then He's going to give us that robe of righteousness, that white linen that we're going to put on. Amen. You say, preacher, why? Because the marriage has come. Amen. The bride has made herself just as spectacular as she can. Praise God. She's cleaned herself up. She's got dressed up. Praise God for the glory of God. And he goes in Revelation chapter 21, the Bible says this, verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now the sea, we know, speaks of turmoil. He said, there's no more turmoil in heaven. He said, I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. He said, it's been cleaned up, it's been purified, it's made righteous, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And said, we see this bride in fine linen, which is the righteousness of saints. Now watch this, and I'm done. This is what we got to look for. What are you going to get when you get home? Praise God, we're going to get a judgment from the Lord that's just and right and true. We're going to get a crown of righteousness, amen, for the things that we did right. We're going to get to rejoice in the presence of the Savior. We're going to get to see Him, praise God, face to face at last. Amen. We're going to get that robe, that white robe, that linen, the robe of righteousness, praise God, for His name's sake. And then He said, me. Said, right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. When all the judgment's taking place, when everything, all that's put behind us, we're given that white linen, that robe of righteousness in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's going to look around, Brother Jeff, upon us, and He's going to see us as we are. Amen. There's not going to be a spot or a blemish in any one of us. And He's going to say, young'uns, come and dine. Amen. And glory be to God. We're going to go into the portals of glory with Him. We're going to go into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. The Bible says we're going to sit down, Brother Junior, and we've got a name. And we're going to know our name, praise God. And He said, we're going to find our seat at the table. Boy, what a table. Amen. It don't say tables. Amen. Glory be to God. They won't be no big I's and little U's over there. Amen. They won't be a table over here for the misfits and another table over here. Praise God. He said they're going to sit at the table. Amen. In the presence of God, Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said that He's going to gird Himself about. Amen. He's going to call us to the table and said He's going to begin to serve us manna from glory. Boy, what a time we're going to have. Amen. What are you going to get when you get home? Let me tell you what we're going to get. Amen. We're going to get all the best that God has to give. Amen. He's not going to hold... You've been to a wedding... Amen. Hey, listen, when you go to a wedding, that mom and daddy, praise God, the mom and daddy, the bride, supposedly, they go all out. Spare no expense. Amen. They set a table. Amen. Praise God. They invite them in. They make them comfortable. They feed them. They take care of them. Amen. I won't say God's not going to spare any expense. After the judgment seat of Christ, praise God, what we're going to have when we get home, what we're going to get? We're going to get all that God has for us. Nothing missing. Amen. To God be the glory. Youngins, I tell you, we're a privileged people. We need to be thankful for what God's done for us, what He's doing. But Paul says we need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to be able to give an account for our lives. So what we do day by day by day. He said in Corinthians, he said, what we do in this body. He said he may receive the things done in his body according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. He said we need to be ready to give an account. I want to ask you, church, listen to me, just quit real quickly. And we're gonna have an altar prayer. Anybody that wants to come, you can bow where you're at. But I want to ask you a question. We need to make things right with God today. Amen. We need to have an examination of ourselves, because we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to give an account. And I've given your hearing tonight the very reasons why God says that day don't have to be so bad, if we'll prepare ourselves now to meet Him then. To stand before Him then. Ask God to help us, to help you in your body right now to be pleasing to God from now to eternity.